A Forever Feeling by Jane McBride, based on a true story. Whatsoever ye shall seal on earth shall be sealed in heaven.
What does families are forever mean?
Mia asked. She moved her game piece across the board. She and her best friend Zoe were playing a game in Zoe's living room. On the wall was a picture that said, Families are forever. Mia liked the sound of that.
It means that even after you die, you're still a family,
Zoe explained. She put down a card and moved her game piece. Mia looked around the room. It looked normal. There were couches, tables, pillows, and a TV. But Zoe's house felt a little different from her own.
Do you have a forever family?
Mia asked. Zoe looked up from the game with a smile.
Yes, my mom and dad were married in the temple, so we can be together forever.
Is that why your house feels different?
Zoe looked confused.
Different?
Mia didn't know how to explain the feeling in Zoe's house. It was happy and warm, but that sounded silly to say.
Never mind. Let's keep playing.
That night, Mia couldn't stop thinking about Zoe's forever family. She loved the feeling in Zoe's house. Mia's family was going to move to Ontario, Canada in a few days. She wondered how their new house would feel.
Mom, Zoe's house feels so happy,
Mia said as Mom tucked her into bed.
I want our new house to feel like that.
Mia thought about how much she loved Mom, Dad, and her little brothers.
I want our family to be forever.
Mom listened quietly.
I do too,
she said. The next day, Mom called Zoe's mom. She found out that Zoe's family went to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to go to that church,
Mia told her parents while they packed. Their house was almost empty now.
Zoe's mom said she could help us find their church in Ontario,
Dad said as he taped up a box. Mia smiled and felt a flutter in her stomach. Maybe their new house could feel as warm and happy as Zoe's. Once they were settled in their new house, Mia's family started going to church. The people there were very nice. Everyone called each other brother and sister. Mia went to primary with her little brothers. She liked singing songs and reading the scriptures. Soon, two young women came to Mia's house. Their names were Sister Justin and Sister Ramos, and they were missionaries. They told Mia's family about Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Book of Mormon. Mia loved hearing about the gospel. Even her brothers sat quietly and listened. Mia told Sister Ramos and Sister Justin about Zoe's house.
I want a forever family like Zoe's.
We are all part of Heavenly Father's family,
Sister Ramos said.
And we can be sealed to our families in the temple, too.
Soon, Mia's family decided to be baptized. Zoe and her family drove all the way to Ontario for the baptisms. A year later, they came back again. This time, it was because Mia and her family were being sealed in the temple. The day of the sealing, Mia stood outside the temple with her family, dressed in white. They were all smiling from ear to ear. Mia felt warm and peaceful inside. It was a feeling she had first felt at Zoe's house, and she wanted to keep it with her forever. The author lives in Colorado, USA.
End of the story, A Forever Feeling. Read by Jane Wise, Shannon Nelson, Maya Reinwand, Rena Nelson, and Kennedy Hawkins.